Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, February 12th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Since the end of last month, Paytm has lost close to half of its value. All thanks to RBI's regulatory action against the company's Paytm Payments Bank over compliance issues. But who is the real victim here? Mint's market correspondent, Ram Sahgal, may have an answer. Small and retail investors have been hit hard in the whole Paytm RBI episode. As of last quarter, these investors who trade in shares individually hold more than 12% stake in the fintech company. The number of retail investors holding up to 2 lakh rupees of the company's equity jumped to 1.1 million in the last quarter. The recent fall in the company came as a rude shock to these investors. With the lack of clarity about the payment bank's fate, things are expected to remain bleak for these investors. Mass recruiters are savior for final year engineering students. Infosys is heading back to campuses for hiring, this time with a different strategy though. The 42-year-old IT company is looking for engineers with specializations in cybersecurity and data mining. Mint's careers correspondent Devina Sen Gupta with IT correspondent Jas Bardia report on the changing hiring pattern of IT companies. Infy hired more than 50,000 graduates from colleges in FY23. However, last year, both Infy and Wipro decided to skip the recruitment drive. Now that Infosys is back this year, specialization and niche skills is what it is aiming for. Last week, Devina and Jas had also reported on how TCS and HCL Tech are going for candidates with a specific set of skills. It's clear that specialization and niche expertise are becoming increasingly crucial for these aspiring to secure a position in the IT industry. The Indian government recently decided to confer former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao with the nation's highest civilian honor, the Bharat Ratna. Rao was not only at the helm of the country during a change in world order after the Soviet breakdown, he's also credited as the harbinger of reforms. Rao's move to open the economy changed the India story completely. Listen to India's reform story, a special podcast series by Mint's Pooja Mehra, about what went behind the scenes and how successive governments took these reforms forward. Are you from the middle class? If you don't know the answer, the government will tell you soon. After the announcement of a housing scheme for the middle class in the interim budget, the hunt to count India's middle class is on. Mint's lead data journalist, Pragya Srivastava, takes a swing at explaining who India's middle class is. It's not easy to fit the Indian middle class in a box. According to a 2022 report by People's Research on India's consumer economy, PRICE, households earnings between 5 to 30 lakh rupees annually are considered to be in the middle class. Pragya also explores income tax returns as a metric to more accurately position the middle class within the country's economic landscape. Interestingly, 2011 census data suggests that people who actually consider themselves to be in the middle class might fall in the top 1 to 5% of the population. What's the noblest profession, you think? The most compassionate one? Nursing is one that comes to mind most instantly. But behind the compassion and care lies the unseen plight of India's 3.6 million nurses. Our caregivers are overworked and underpaid. Something that became evident with the advent of the COVID pandemic. India has a mere 1.96 nurses for every 1,000 people, way below the World Health Organization standard of 3. This means there is an immense workload on each nurse out there. Take Jilsna Jose, for example. Jilsna works at a hospital in Kerala's Ernakulam. Her typical work day is 12 hours long, but most days she has to stay back longer because of emergencies. After slogging for more than 12 hours a day, Jilsna takes back a mere 20,000 rupees in salary. To escape the deteriorating working conditions in Indian nursing industry, thousands of nurses are trying to move abroad. Mint's Nidish MK takes a deep dive into the reasons behind this mass exodus of nurses. Nidish also explores how Kerala, a powerhouse in producing nurses, is sending most of them abroad. The accounting aggregator framework is transforming the landscape of financial services in India. Launched by the Reserve Bank of India, it provides a consolidated view of financial data across multiple banks, enhancing the management and accessibility of financial information. This system is crucial for individuals without a deep credit history, enabling them to secure loans and access a wider range of financial products. Mint Money's Josh Kriplani takes a look at the framework and how leading banks are now using the AA framework to streamline the process of offering credit cards and loans, utilizing digital verification methods like video KYC to expedite approval processes. You may send us your feedback, tips, or anything you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. You can write to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.